Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Republican Senator Charles Grassley about some recent tweets he sent. The tweets read, Mary Graham and President's Secret says government classification is used to conceal blunders, protect careers, and buttress agency goals, so drain the swamp. Whoever monitors Twitter at White House for President Trump, get on subject of my immediate tweet and stop overclassification and start declassifying. The third tweet read, Whoever monitors Twitter at White House for President Trump, read my previous two tweets and have this businessman understand transparency equals accountability. The fourth tweet that day, Whoever monitors Twitter at the White House for President Trump to tell the businessman this tool will drain the swamp if he also will protect whistleblowers. KCII News asked Grassley about these tweets. Twitter's one method of communicating today, and Saturday you had about four or five tweets directed at the White House regarding transparency. Can you explain what happened to our listeners?
The first one kind of refers to a letter that I sent to the president last week. Late, that was a suggestion I made to previous presidents that they didn't carry out. So, you know, you're always hoping that you don't strike out all the time. That he ought to have a Rose Garden ceremony honoring whistleblowers. And then I said, I inferred in regard to that letter and honoring whistleblowers that if you want to drain the swamp and change things in Washington, which I think is what drain the swamp means, you ought to listen to whistleblowers because you got 2 million people in government under you. You can't know what's going wrong. When somebody says something's wrong, you ought to listen to them. And then I said also in that tweet that when you listen to whistleblowers, when you want to drain the swamp, and transparency brings accountability. So try to be as transparent as you can. And then the other one was in regard to a little more pointed, in regard to a letter I sent to this president that was a repeat of a letter I sent to Obama, and Obama gave me an answer, but a non-answer, in regard to the secret agreement by which Obama agreed to take 1,200 of Australia's 2,900 refugees, and we don't seem to know why or what the agreement said, and I want the agreement made public. There's no reason why we can't have transparency on that. And then I said, if you can't tell us, if you can't declassify it, then you need to tell us why you can't declassify it.
And do you feel the current administration is draining the swamp?
Oh, I think it's too early to come to that conclusion, but I do think that with these, with what he can do legally under the executive orders and what he can do administratively over the bureaucracy, he's trying to carry out what he said in the election. And some of those things I think would fit into the category of draining the swamp. Some of it's being done, he's being helped by Congress because there's a process called resolutions of disapproval that we used to pass when Obama was president, but he would veto them, so they never became law. We can probably change a lot of regulations or do away with them through the resolution disapproval, and I think that that has the effect of helping to drain the swamp. But you would kind of think draining the swamp, I think a lot of people would see it as getting rid of a lot of employees. I think it's more just simply changing the environment and the status quo in federal government.
And did you get any response from those tweets?
Not yet. I got response from people in your profession, journalists, wanting to know what I was up to.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, only in a very general sense, not specifically to those four or five tweets that you're referring to, but I've always tried to use the latest technology, and I don't mean Twitter is the latest technology, but the latest technology to encourage public discussions of issues and to stir interest and maybe to kind of question the status quo and mostly to make sure representative government works. That means feeding things from the grassroots into your congressman or legislator, and Twitter is one very good medium to do that.
That's been today's Washington Page with Republican Senator Charles Grassley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.